Good morning, and welcome to Xerox's 2026 Annual Meeting of Shareholders, which may turn out to be the last in-person annual meeting of Xerox shareholders. I am Louie Pastor, Chief Executive Officer of Xerox Holdings Corporation, and I will be chairing today's meeting. Before we begin the official business of the meeting, let me introduce the other key members of our management and board of directors who are with us today. My fellow directors with us today are John Bruno, Tammy Erwin, Priscilla Young, Nichelle Maynard-Elliott, and Ed McLaughlin. We are also joined by the following members of management: Chuck Butler, Chief Financial Officer, Jacques-Edouard Gueden, Chief Revenue Officer, Kim Kleps, Chief People Officer, and Flor Colon, Chief Legal Officer and Corporate Secretary. Finally, we are joined by David Charles and Jeremy Budzian from PricewaterhouseCoopers, the company's independent auditor. I will now turn it over to Flor Colon, who will handle the business of the meeting.
Thank you, Louie, and welcome to everyone who is joining us today. The proxy materials were made available to all shareholders of record of the company as of the close of business on March 27, 2026, the record date set by the board of directors for the purpose of voting at this meeting. Joanne Vogel of Broadridge Financial Solutions has provided an executed and notarized affidavit of mailing. John Merva of American Election Services has been appointed to act as Inspector of Election. He has subscribed his oath of office and submitted his report as follows. There were 130,776,160 shares of common stock outstanding on March 27, 2026. The holders of approximately 88 million shares are represented at this meeting, which is approximately 67% of the outstanding shares of common stock. Accordingly, a quorum is present, and I now declare that this meeting is legally convened. This meeting is being recorded. Those who are not able to attend today's meeting will be able to listen to the recording posted on the Xerox website following the meeting. As we go through the formal business of the meeting, I'd like to remind everyone that only shareholders may ask questions. Please limit questions to each specific proposal as presented. If you have a general comment or question, there will be a general question and answer period at the end of the meeting. If you would like to speak or ask a question, please step into the middle aisle and we will have a microphone for you. Please state your name and the name of the organization you represent, if any. Please limit your comments and questions to no more than 3 minutes. For those shareholders who wish to vote in person, there are ballots available. Please raise your hand if you need a ballot, and we will bring one to you. Those ballots will be collected when we have completed our discussion on the proposals. I will now present the proposals to be voted upon. Each proposal has been provided in the proxy statement for this annual meeting. Proposal 1, the first item is the election of the 9 nominees named in the proxy statement for a 1-year term as director. Proposal 2, the second item is the ratification of the appointment of PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP as the company's independent registered public accounting firm for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2026. Proposal 3, the third item is the approval on an advisory basis of the 2025 compensation of the company's named executive officers. Proposal 4, the fourth item is the approval of an amendment to the Xerox Holdings Corporation 2024 Equity and Performance Incentive Plan to increase the share reserve. I move for the approval of proposals 1, 2, 3, and 4 as set forth in the proxy statement for this annual meeting. Are there any questions or comments about any of the foregoing proposals? We have received no questions or comments regarding the proposals. With the discussion of the proposals now concluded, we will proceed to the voting. The polls are now open. If there is any shareholder who would like to vote now, please stand so that we can count your ballot and make sure your vote is counted. The ballots are in. I now declare the polls closed. The Inspector of Election has presented his preliminary report to me. I will now present the results. I declare that all of the directors nominated by the board have been elected. The selection of PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP as the company's independent registered public accounting firm for 2026 has been ratified. The 2025 compensation of our named executive officers has been approved, and an amendment to the Xerox Holdings Corporation 2024 Equity and Performance Incentive Plan to increase the share reserve has been approved. Now I'll turn the meeting back to Mr. Pastor to close.
Thank you, Flor. There being no further business to come before the meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much for being with us today.